Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
And good morning, it's Lupe, Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3. As temperatures begin to drop, home winterization might be top of mind. Heat loss with some windows are a major issue, but the process of cutting down on that heat loss might be easier than we think. Joining us in the Street Beat studio, members of the St. Croix Rotary Club, Charlie McAlpin, along with Ann Perry. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are things? What's happening? Where you been?
Well, just to launch right in, Rotary is working with a nonprofit named Window Dressers. They're online at windowdressers.org to deliver reusable, affordable, insulating window inserts for people who need an alternative to replacing their windows.
How long do these window inserts, how long can they be reused, and what are the actual benefits?
I believe we've been told that they can, you know, you can expect them to last about 10 years, depending on if they have, you know, abuse during the time. Cats are the most likely temptation because they're just really tempting to them. We can also rewrap them if they do get torn. If you, you just find a community build, if the plastic gets torn, you could just go in and enter, say, I need it rewrapped. And if there's one anywhere near you, you can drop it off and they'll get it rewrapped for you.
I will bring up something because if you're looking at saving on heat, this is a little different than just putting plastic up to your window. Mm-hmm. It is a double wrapped, so you have a space in between that offers insulation. We measure your windows to the size that the insert needs to be so that you have a good tight fit with insurance that this will be a good insulation for that window.
Yeah, they just sit, they sit in the window. It's a, the frame is made of wood strapping and it's wrapped in a high quality cellophane. And then there's a foam around the edges of it. And then you just sit it on, you, they call it a landing on the inside of the window. You stick it in and it stays by itself.
All right. So what inspired you guys to team up with Window Dressers for this project?
We heard about it, knew that there was a need in the area, and it also is a project that kind of works for the club from the perspective of, you know, we've got able hands, and we think that there's also a lot of people locally who would like to volunteer if they can go work on a project for 3 or 4 hours, see work that they've accomplished, and mm-hmm. then not have to own it and worry about it after it's done. One of the things, one of the ways that the product cost is kept low is that we ask people who are ordering them, if they order 4 windows, say, we ask them to come in and work 1 4-hour shift. Mm-hmm. That helps keep the cost low. And we set up the assembly line. They won't necessarily be working on their window inserts, but and the work itself is enjoyable because it's relatively easy to learn. It's kind of interesting because these the jigs that they send us to send up the workstations look like something MacGyver put together. So it's kind of fun to learn, and it's not so all-engrossing and high pressure that you can't just enjoy chatting with people while you're doing it.
Nice. So how do people go about placing orders, and what's the process of all that?
So what people will do is place the orders online at windowdressers.org. There's a form that they fill out. You don't have to fill it out for a specific build. And in fact, there are 4 community builds taking place in Washington County this year. They'll assign it to the nearest build to you. And then a local team will come out and measure your windows. We do have to measure each window. We have some people who say, well, you know, all my windows are the same size. But it's, these are older houses typically, and they seldom are exactly the same size. So it's important to get specific measurements on each window. Then we turn those into Window Dressers. They provide the software that, that we work with. Then once they have the order, they cut the wood. And then when the community build is taking place, ours will be the last week of October, October 25th through October 31st. They ship us the cut wood, all the supplies that are needed, and all the workstations with jigs. To set up an assembly line, which we're going to be setting up at the St. Croix No. 1 Firehouse. Great location, centrally located, plenty of room for us. We're looking forward to working there, and we're grateful to the City of Gallus for letting us use it.
And what was the deadlines again for getting these measurements in or getting...
For our build, for the Gallus build, we really need to get the measurements done by October 7th. If people place their order as soon as possible... then we can, we'll still have time to come out over the course of the next 10 days or so to get those measurements in time.
All right. And how do we get in touch so we can volunteer and be a part of this?
There is a place to volunteer on the Window Dressers page. That's the best place to sign up. If you find our community build, there's a page that has all the community builds in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. Find the Callis build. There's a place to sign up. If you have trouble with that, we're online on Facebook at the. If you go in and you search Callis Rotary, you'll find us.
Okay. Now, is there financial assistance available for those that cannot afford it?
Yeah, these are, I mean, they're all affordable, but there's plenty of people who, you know, even when we, you know, if you have 12 windows or so and you may be looking at $700, not everybody's going to be able to handle that. Window Dressers have been very generous with assistance. And so, you know, families that are on assistance, we can help with that.
And if they can't, they might not be able to volunteer either, because
we're not gonna turn somebody away. It's helpful to have the volunteers. And if you're not fully able-bodied, there are things you can do, like you can help volunteer with food preparation, because we're going to be having some meals there. We're going to ask local businesses to donate food for meals for the between shifts.
All right.
I will bring. This is our second year of doing it, and. Now we know a little bit more about what we're doing, which is a good thing. But it is wonderful how the community came together. The restaurants that helped us last year were just wonderful. And it is a community effort. And I think you can see by Rotary and also those businesses that have helped us that it is a true community effort.
What were some of the issues? Did you guys have some issues last year or some things that you guys improved on or anything like that?
Well, of course, we were learning how to measure last year. so I've got one person I've got to get in touch with about remeasuring because hers didn't fit. Okay. Some of her windows didn't fit. But
1/16th.
it's pretty tight. And it really has to be for this to work, right? But it's, you know, one of the benefits, there are 4 community builds in Washington County, and we are more or less partnering with each other. And I should say, too, the Eastport build, if you live in Eastport and these interest you at all, you really should go online and order, because they have a grant to assist with it. And I believe if you're a full-time resident of Eastport, you can go online and potentially get these free.
Oh, wow. Sounds good. Is there anything else you guys want to add? Also add the best place to go to get all the information we need.
Our Facebook page is the little at symbol, if you're searching that way, is at Callis Rotary. Okay. That's probably the easiest way to find us. You can also call and leave a message at my home phone at 454-2293. Yeah. that was my cell. That goes off frequently, too.
Anne, is there anything else you want to add?
No, but as a worker there, there is a great deal of camaraderie and fun with each other as we're doing the build. And we also, I think, are at the point where we can be good teachers.
Yes.
In terms of that, so. Where we were learning last time what we were doing. So this will, I would assume, go much easier. But also, it is an enjoyable time. It really did not feel as much like work as it really just said, getting together and really enjoying the work together.
Yeah. All right. Charlie McAlpin, Ann Perry, thank you for joining us. And this is Lupe. You're listening to Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.